what he gives to some people. And if you don't have the taste, you will not understand this. Go back and read it. Here, you will say, ah, there is a conversation between these two fellows. Because they are always talking about one group. It's not we. One group is talking about being forced to do something. The other one is nagging about the size and the dimension and the big effort that it needs. Yes.
If he had been incapable of refuting his adversary, their doctrines would have fallen out of sight. Since they would not have had the means of escape in replying, they would therefore have recoiled from the way of perdition.
Aha. They argue, and there is no way out, because both sides will bring something as a nonsense. So this argument practically is a never-ending, so it's useless. Yes.
Inasmuch as their continuance in that course was destined, God feeds them with proofs.
Okay, continuance. Here, he will bring the other word. Do you remember? Qaza, qadar. Here, muqzi. Muqzi is here, chunki muqzi bud tabaman ravish, because the consequence was permitted. The continuum of this style, yes?
In order that he may not be silenced by his adversary's difficult objection, and that he may be prevented from seeing his adversary's success, so that these 72 sects may always remain in the world until the day of resurrection. Since this is the world of darkness and occultation, the earth is necessary for the shadow. These 22 will remain until the resurrection. The heretic's talk and argument will not fail. The high value of a treasury is that there are many locks upon it. The greatness of the goal, O well-tried man, is the intricate windings of the way and the mountain passes and the brigands. The greatness of the Kaaba and its assembly place is the brigandage of the Bedouins and the length of the desert.
This is something that needs to be repeated and explained to you again and again. Because, do you remember first day? Is that your problem is, you give everything to this, and this is trying to make everything black or white. And nothing is black or white. Yeah. In this moment something is good, next moment is not. And the main problem is this conversation. In these arguments, each one, not to lose to the other one, will create the new stuff. And it will go forever. But pay attention. This doesn't mean that this is a trap and you're stuck. Because with these arguments, step by step, we go further and we understand what's going on. We try to understand it. Because, yeah, the goodness of everything is the other side of the coin of the badness of that stuff. It's always like that. Yes.
Every doctrine, every tenet that is not praiseworthy is a mountain pass and a barrier and a brigand.
Yeah, praiseworthy is yes, but the word is Mahmud. One word. The appreciated. Do you remember? Yeah.
This doctrine has become the adversary and bitter enemy of that, so that the imitator is in a dilemma.
Again, imitator, muqallid, the fellow who blindly follows someone, imitates someone, we say, what will happen to these people? This is the real stuff, a state of bewilderment I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Bewilderment exactly is the situation of an imitator. What does an imitator do? He chooses to be forced to do something. He will give up his choice. He likes to be forced to do something by my leader, by my so-and-so. Yes.
He sees that both the opponents are firm in their doctrine. Every sect is pleased with its own path. If it has no reply, it will cling obstinately to the same formula till the day of resurrection, saying, our great authorities know the reply to this, although the right method is hidden from us.
Aha! This is the trickiest stuff. The imitator will ask him, why did you do this stupid stuff? He'll say, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but our leader told us to do so. Therefore, this is a good reason for him to do the nonsenses. This is the explanation for whom? This, because first, when we talk, they have no answer. When they have no answer, they start to fight forever. They don't accept. And they have this excuse that, yes, our leaders, our big staff, our blah, blah, they know this, although I don't know about it. Yes?
The only muzzle for evil suggestions is love. Else, when has anyone stopped temptation?
Okay, evil suggestion is a little bit strange again, because the word is vasvase. Vasvase is temptation. Temptation which is inside you. The stuff that you don't want to do or whatever. You see? This is an animal stuff. Right? You want to grab him, to grab his mouth, it could be done only by love. Love will stop his silly argument and defenses. Yes.
Become a lover. Seek a fair favorite. Hunt a waterfowl from river to river.
Means what? Yeah. Think about this birdie. Let's go back about those four birds that you killed, remember? This one is a different one. What is this stuff? Because here he's talking about what should you do? You should have a watery thought, because morgabi means morgabi, means the water bird. He says, you have to have the attitude of the water bird, because that's the attitude of somebody who is always looking for something good. That bird is looking for water, you should do the same. Yes?
How will you get water from that one who takes your water away? How will you apprehend from that one consumes your apprehension? In love, glorious and resplendent, you will find intelligible things other than these intelligible things.
This is his advice here. You should understand that. Forget about this logical stuff, which are understood by the brain. There is something else which will save you in love. because love is not ma'gul, is not understandable, but you will be saved. Why? Yes.
To God belong intelligences other than this intelligence of yours, by which the mediate celestial things are ruled. For by this intelligence you procure the means of subsistence. By that other you make the tears of heaven a carpet.
So there are two kinds of apple. One is yours. How is it? It's relative, it's not perfect, right? But what is the logic of the Creator? It's quite logical, it's organizing everything, isn't it? So there are degrees of this intelligence. Be in love with the ultimate one, the one that has no excuse and no limitations. Yes.
When you gamble away your intelligence in love of the Lord, he gives you 10 like unto it, or 700. Those women of Egypt, when they gambled away their intelligences, sped onward to the pavilion of Joseph's love. The cupbearer of life took away their intelligence in one moment. They drank their fill of wisdom all the rest of their lives.
Yeah, what happened to them? This is it. They rushed. Okay, there is something good. They went in, they cut their hand, and they are hurt forever because they wanted to understand that stuff. Yes.
The beauty of the Almighty is the source of 100 Josephs. O you who are less than a woman, devote yourself to that beauty.
Mm-hmm. You who are less than a woman, because you are less than a brain, you are brainless. You should sacrifice yourself for that beauty I'm talking. Not to go and get that beauty. You should sacrifice yourself towards that beauty. Yes?
O soul, love alone cuts disputation short, for it comes to the rescue when you cry for help against arguments.
Yeah. When love comes in, there is no argument. Because there is no logic, nobody talks about that. Then what will happen? Yes.
Eloquence is dumbfounded by love. It dare not engage in altercation. For he fears that if he answers back, a pearl may fall out of his mouth. He closes his lips tight against good or evil, lest the pearl should fall from his mouth.
Aha! We talked about this, do you remember? We talked about the birdie with the pearl in the mouth, which he said it's this big, which was not that big, and we talked a lot about this. But here, the problem is the translation. Eloquence is dumbfounded by love. I read the Persian one. Heyrati ayat ze eshqan notra. Bewilderment will be here when you talk about love. Why? Because lover doesn't dare to start any argument. Lover? Making argument? Lover gives whatever it is to beloved. No argument, period. Yes.
Even as the companion of the prophet said, whenever the prophet recited sections to us, at the moment of munificence, that chosen messenger would demand of us attentiveness and 100 reverences. It is as when a bird is on your head and your soul trembles for fear of its flitting. So you dare not stir from